Good morning. You have any ideas for a lame spring break?
Yes, hello. Well, while I am no longer in college, so those days are behind me, I have this experience in the past with, I met my husband in college.
Okay, what was that?
Well, we were in Denver at the time, and there was quite a snowfall, and we constructed an igloo.
Now, that's a good idea. See, an igloo, yeah. An ice fort of sorts.
Yeah, so we made an igloo, and I don't know if you're familiar, but igloos can be quite warm.
Yeah, I've heard that before, but every time I try to make an ice or a snow fort or something, not so much.
No, it's still pretty cold.
Well, whatever we did, it was pretty warm in there, and we still were able to, my husband, well, not the, my husband at the time, but we were able to go into the igloo and, how do I say, well, let's just say that the cold did not have a factor in us being de-clothed.
you stripped down inside an igloo and you were warm?
Oh, we didn't just strip down. We did some other things.
Oh, wow. Getting creative in the igloo. I'm frightened and impressed at the same time.
So that's what I recommend.
I don't know if that many people are going to take you up on that offer.
Well, either way, it's a good idea, and I recommend. Thank you.
All right, well, thanks for the call. Yeah, I don't know about that. That's impressive that someone would try something like that. And I'm sure the Eskimos, that's what they have to do, right?
I'd assume so. Yeah.
But, okay, well, fair enough. Good morning, Power Hits 97.5. What's up?
Yeah, people are driving too slow this morning on the highway.
They're driving too slow. This guy just called us a second ago and told us that the roads were kind of bad, so I think actually people should take their time.
Oh, no. The people who are falling off the road, if you're from Kansas, if I see Kansas plates on you, why going off the road? You're from Kansas.
Well, even if you're from Kansas, you can't really counteract physics just because
right. You're
from Kansas, man. We've had this conversation before.
Oh, yeah, you can. Now, listen. Yeah, listen. When I'm all coming up on you with my Ford F-150...
Well, see, that's unfair because you're driving a car. Like, do you have four-wheel drive on that?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with it. I'll turn off the four-wheel drive. I can still go fine.
Okay.
But if I come up on you and you're going slow, if you're not at least going 60 mph on the highway...
Yeah?
I'm going to mess up your car.
Probably. Sir, I don't know if that's really a necessary way to talk this morning. Are you even on the road now?
Oh, no, but I'm getting ready to.
Well, where are you going to be so people can watch out for you?
Oh, that's none of your business, because I want everybody to learn a lesson that when I'm out driving and you're out driving and you're going all kinds of slow, my bumper's going to be up on your bumper. Yeah, yeah. My bumper's going to be French kissing your bumper. No, you know what? I'm going to get all up in your blind spot. My front wheel thingy that holds the wheel is going to be all right up kissing your back wheel on your driver's side. And it's going to be all sorts of French kissing on your tires. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. My wheel's tongue going to come out and start French kissing on your wheel's tongue.
What? Dude, I'm, you're kind of throwing me off a little bit this morning. You all right? Taking some weird substances?
Well, you might think I'll be taking some weird substances when I'm all up on your car, slithering and sliding my wheel's tongue inside your wheel's mouth. And you know what?
What?
Your wheel's tongue gonna catch all kinds of diseases from my wheel's tongue. Yeah, that's how it's gonna be.
What?
Horrible.
Yeah, my wheel's tongue is all sorts of calcified and bloody.
Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah, it's gonna be tickling that little ball hangy thing at the back of your throat. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the
ball hangy thing.
Yeah, I think that actually is what it's called.
Yeah, and that's gonna cause a gag reflex. Yeah, your wheel stomach content's gonna come up.
Gross, dude.
Just remember that if you see me coming and my car's all up on your car and wheel's tongue coming out, I'm going to mess your wheel up.